It's time now for another segment of our Canoe Regatta interviews for the 52nd General Clinton Canoe Regatta. This time around, I have the opportunity to speak with Dale Fox. Dale is the owner with his wife, Bev, of Foxworks Paddles. Let's just start from the beginning. You've been involved in this event in one way or another for the past 40 years.
Yeah, my first race was in 1974. A friend of mine and I worked at Grumman's and thought, gosh, that sounds like a lot of fun. We had been doing some of the early short races that used to be around and came over and did the General Clinton, which was amazing to do it the way we did it. We had never practiced on the Susquehanna. We didn't know where the towns were. My partner shows up the day before the race, really hung over from a huge wedding he'd been to. Our pit crew gave us Carol's Club Burgers between Oneonta and Otego, and that was the only food we had all day. My partner didn't eat all of his Club Burger right away, and I was in the stern, and I down river further, you could see this Club Burger disintegrate in pieces of it back and forth in the water in the bottom of the canoe. As we got closer to Sydney, we both thought maybe that wouldn't be a bad thing to eat because we hadn't seen any food in, 4 or 5 hours. So, and it's just amazing how it's come so far.
Right, right. A soggy burger.
Oh, soggy burger.
Yeah.
Oh.
What does this event mean to you that you've been involved, not only racing, but involved as a chairman in the past and on committees for many years?
Because it's my 20th time of doing the 70, and it's also my 40th anniversary, the first one, I've had a lot of time, and I'm doing it C1 this year, so I've had a lot of time on the river to think about, what it has meant, because I've been either, we've spectated or we've raced. We've only missed one start of the 70 miler in the 40 years, and that was the year Liam was born. He was born a week before the race, and it was a really rainy, cold day, so we said, no, we won't bring him over. But the boys, Andy, there's a story Bev likes to tell. We were giving out numbers for the start of the 70 miler, so you have to get up there at 4:35 o'clock in the morning and hand out the numbers. This is back when the numbers were handed out in Pioneer Park, and we'd given out the numbers for the 6 o'clock start, and we were working on the 7 o'clock start, and some lady came over and said, do you have a 2-year-old that's in that red van over there that wants his mommy? And so the kids have been involved with it, since they were babies.
Right, and then as they got older, you've done the race with each of them, right?
Twice, yeah, with both boys, yeah. And that's how I got started back into doing the 70 3 or 4 years ago. Andrew wanted to do it again, so I said, I'll do it. And then I realized I had 17 finishes, and then Mary Beggs came along and got my next two. So now I'm standing at 19 looking forward to getting the 20th out of
the way. Yeah, that's you're going to be a 1,400-mile club member at the end of the race, and you are doing it solo. You're doing it alone in a C1. Mm-hmm. What is the reason for that?
Well, Mary had kind of made an informal agreement with me, and she said, well, I'd like to try to help you get your 20th. And, well, Mary had some health problems this spring, so I've been C1-ing because I wanted to get it done. With the 40-20 thing going on, mm-hmm. I really wanted to get it done this year.
That's neat.
Yeah, but Mary has agreed to be pit crew, so she's still going to help me get my 20th finish, and whether it's from the bank or on the river, I think actually she'd probably rather paddle, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I could see that. Not only that, if I were you, said it was an informal agreement, I would have had her signed and notarized and then held her.
Just getting her back in the boat 2 years ago was quite an accomplishment, and I think it has been good for both of us. She's a fun person to paddle with, and she's just a great canoeist.
Yeah, he's talking about Mary Beggs. How many finishes does
she have? She's got 15 now.
You've had, obviously, a lot of partners through the years.
Yes, I have.
And do you have a special memory either with a partner or just something from a particular race that stands out?
I have to say that the first two races I did with each Andy and Liam, as a father yourself, that, they're accomplishing something that they can look back on, and you've helped them do it. And paddling with them.
I remember being on committees with you many years ago, and there were times that we were left with 4 or 5 people to try to get this race together. And I know recently the race volunteer group has also shrunk. And this is such a wonderful event, but we need more people like yourself that volunteer.
It is a shame because it is a great event for the community. I mean, it brings people to Bainbridge financially, really affects the Valley. You know, it's interesting you said that we need people and how bad it had gotten 10, 15 years ago when I semi-retired from it. I just went to a regatta meeting here a month or two ago. I'm taking over Dick Davies' spot. Peter Bowerly and I are going to try to take over the museum. Dick has done such a wonderful job over the years, and it's going to be a tough job to follow him. You know, listening to what the regatta committee is going through now, we went through 10, 12 years ago, and we were lucky. A good group followed along behind us, made some nice changes. Pamela Fever, Lori Michaels, you know, all those people did, you know, really good job, but they're tired. It's 10 years.
Right.
And, you know, they have lives and stuff. So it'd be nice to see some younger folks to step in. I mean, you don't have to be a canoe racer. You just want to give back to the community.
There's not many events anywhere in the country that can boast participants from usually 30 or more states, a number of provinces from Canada, and then over the years, representation from countries like Norway and Sweden, former Yugoslavia, and, you know, France. Over the years, it's really been a pretty cool thing that it's traveled like that.
It is a landmark, and it's, you know, it's great for the community.
I'm amazed every year when I'm going through the entries how many first-time participants there are every year.
Have you seen the full finishers list? And, you know, you see the regulars, they have 30 finishes, which is amazing. You know, if you've got people like that have done it year after year after year. You know, so you get down to 8 or 9, but then it drops off, and there are pages and pages and pages and pages of people that have done it just once.
One time.
I mean, there must be thousands of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think what happens, oh, let's do that. It sounds like a lot of fun, and probably did it the way I did it, you know, and got a Carol's Club Burger halfway through and said, you know, that's not so much fun.
Right, or once is enough.
Yeah, but, you know, it's nice that a lot of people try it. It's a beautiful river. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, you know, you see eagles and ducks.
Well, Dale, I'm excited for you for your 20th and excited to have people like you that are still involved, because now you and Pete Bowerly are getting involved in the Regatta Museum. This event has a very rich history, and it's something you should see on the grounds. Bring your kids, go on the rides, do your thing.
You know, my kids, I think, even now they're in their 30s, always, you know, they call and say, you know, is the carnival showing up? You know, because that week before, it's sort of like, you know, the circus is coming to town.
Right.
And they follow the race, even though they're scattered all over the country. It means a lot to them.
Well, I also want to throw a plug in for Dale, because he works very hard along with Bev. Foxworks paddles, they make beautiful lightweight wooden paddles, and your paddles are all over the country now, and I think that's awesome. You guys have expanded that business, and best of luck with that as well.
Well, thank you, Craig. It's been fun to take a hobby that I've had, and we bought the business from Al Camp, who had a long history with the regatta, and we're coming up on, it'll be 19 years this year that we've had the business.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Wow. Well, we'll say hello to you along the river
as you're
coming by, and I look forward to seeing you out there.
Well, thank you, Craig.
For Canoe Regatta 2014, I'm Craig Stevens.